I believe zoos play an important role in society, and modern zoos are much different from the zoos in the past. Animals are no longer kept in small cages. In today's zoos, like the Biopark in Valencia, Spain, they keep the animals in enclosures that are similar to their natural habitat. And instead of bars, they use natural barriers, like moats or hedges. This has reduced the amount of stress animals will experience. Zookeepers also cater for the individual needs of each animal. They give toys to chimpanzees to play with so they don't get bored, and tigers are made to hunt for their dinner. Also, zoos are no longer just about entertainment. They are involved in animal conservation and the protection of endangered species. London Zoo donates millions of pounds every year to over 40 conservation programs, including working to save the rare mountain gorilla in the Congo. And San Diego Zoo's global program is helping protect Africa's elephants from poaching. Without zoos, there just wouldn't be the money for these kinds of programs. Finally, zoos have an important educational role to play, particularly for children. For example, the National Zoo in Washington, D.C. offers overnight learning camps as well as classroom teaching resources. So, with the help of zoos, the next generation are learning to respect and protect the animals around us. I really believe zoos are more important than ever.
I'm totally against zoos. While I agree that they have improved over the years, they're still harmful to animals and have no place in the modern world. For example, in the wild, elephants walk up to 50 kilometers a day. And, being social animals, they travel in large herds. But in an enclosure, they can only walk in circles and may be alone or with just one or two others. As a result, many animals suffer from problems such as zookosis. Recently, an elephant who was living in a half-acre enclosure at the Los Angeles Zoo kept bobbing his head up and down because of the stress of being locked up. Also, the argument that zoos are involved in conservation is misleading. In the last 100 years, there have been about 145 reintroduction programs. But only 16 of those have succeeded in restoring a species to the wild. I agree we need to protect endangered species, but I think this can be done without zoos. Finally, a recent study showed that people go to zoos mainly for entertainment, not to learn. I think zoos have a future, but in a different way. For example, the BBC have launched an online zoo. People can go to a website and watch videos of animals in the wild. That's a much better idea. No animals are harmed, and they can be viewed in their natural habitat.